KLMJ, the soundtrack of your life, lives here.
With today's fast pace of living, convenience is important to all of us. At First Bank Hampton, we realize this, and we are continually looking for new products and services to make banking more convenient for you. This is Laura Bird, bookkeeper at First Bank Hampton. Be sure to take advantage of these services we offer through digital banking like budgeting, e-statements, bill pay, credit sense, mobile wallet, online transfers, mobile deposit, and more. Don't let banking get stuck in your busy schedule and conveniently complete your transactions from anywhere. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
Today we are joined by Teelan Rainey. She is on the board of the Iowa Falls Community Theater. Coming up next weekend, they have the production of Meteor Shower by Steve Martin, the Steve Martin, as we'll talk about here. We're going to be talking about that taking place at the Iowa Falls Community Theater, among other things that happened in a given year at the theater. First time we talked to anybody to the theater here in Iowa Falls. And Teelan, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for doing this interview.
So this production's in the middle of July. I guess before we talk about this individual piece, how often do you guys have performances in a given year here in Iowa Falls?
Sure. We really try to do at least two performances per year, usually a spring and a fall. But we also do little other events sprinkled throughout the year just to kind of keep everything active. So in the past, we've done like an author avalanche where we've had local authors come and read excerpts. Basically, we offer up anything arts related. So two productions a year, with a number of other things sprinkled in there.
So I need to ask, so it's at 510 Stevens Street in Iowa Falls. I talked to a lady over at the Iowa River Players in Rowan. That used to be a schoolhouse.
Oh.
The theater here in Iowa Falls didn't used to be a schoolhouse. Has it always been the theater, or has it been something else
before? It has not. It actually was a church up until about, I want to say about 2006 is when we purchased it. But yeah, it was the old Bethany Lutheran Church here in Iowa Falls.
Okay. So it relates to these community productions. Obviously, like in Rowan, they have community members, there's tryouts and stuff. I guess talk about how that works here in Iowa Falls, too. Is it anyone around the Iowa Falls area that can come in and do some tryouts for this?
Absolutely, absolutely. We definitely welcome anyone, all ages, you know, in a commutable distance. So if you're willing to drive, you're more than welcome to come and try out with us. Yeah, we open it up to anybody.
And so for this upcoming production of Meteor Shower, you've had the tryouts, when were those held?
Those were held at the beginning of May, so we are obviously in our fifth week of practice now, and we usually do the auditions right away as soon as we decide which play we're doing, and then we start practice immediately. So we've been going for a little over a month now.
Is that a couple times a week or once a week? How often do you guys practice since you started in May?
We're pretty hardcore, so we go 4 to 5 days a week for a couple hours at night.
Now, you said you're secretary on the board. You do more of the directing at the Iowa Falls Community. You said you like the boss.
I do. Yeah, you know, I did some acting as a kid, you know, in local, like, school-related plays. And I decided, you know, while I loved that, I prefer to take more of a backstage role.
The boss role.
The boss role.
All right. You're joined by Teelan Rainey. She is on the board of the Iowa Falls Community Theater. Now we'll kind of get to more what we're here for, the production of Meteor Shower by Steve Martin coming up July 11th and 12th. We should mention it's Saturday night at 7 o'clock and then Sunday the 12th at 2 p.m. Just kind of explain to our audience without telling our audience what this is all about, Meteor Shower.
Sure, Meteor Shower. So this is a couple in 1993, Ojai, California, that is inviting another couple that they're getting familiar with over to watch this once-in-a-lifetime meteor shower, and come to find that this couple is very different. So very different personalities between these four people, and just kind of some chaos ensues throughout the night. And I can't tell you a whole lot more without spoiling it.
A thriller, maybe?
It's a little thriller. It's very comedy. It's very Steve Martin comedy. But yeah, I think there's something in it for everybody. Everybody can find a little little humor in it. It is a little more adult oriented, I will say.
So maybe not rated G.
Not rated G. Definitely not. I would give it more of a PG-13.
Okay. So keep that in mind if you're hearing this. Maybe if you got a 7-year-old, leave him home with a babysitter. But going back to, so you said a couple performances throughout the year. How do you guys kind of decide what you'll do next and that sort of thing? You know, how do you design a meteor shower? Do you guys always do maybe more comedy? Do you try to mix it up in a given year or your performances anyway?
Yeah. So we really decide what we're going to do just kind of on a whim. You know, there's no rhyme or reason to what we may choose. We may just pick up a script, read it, and love it. We do primarily comedy because that seems to be what people enjoy. But most recently, the play I directed in September was very much a drama. I put that one on for Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month. So we try to be versatile and switch it up every once in a while.
That's good you incorporate that because you're familiar with that. You know, working with suicide awareness, working in Senior Life Solutions. Should mention that's your main job. But
yeah.
Going back to theater as well, so you mentioned there's two couples, that's four people. How many others will it take to put on this production? If you want to include like yourself as directing and all that, and then also on stage.
Sure. So myself as the director, four cast members, and then we have somebody running our lights and our sound booth. So six of us in total, which is, you know, it's a smaller number. That's, you know, four is a pretty small cast.
So it sounds like an old Alfred Hitchcock, kind of like, you know, Rear Window. Not too many cast members.
Yeah.
All that.
No. Yeah. That makes it a little easier. More easy to manage.
Now, are you taking a free will offering for attendance or what? Because I know, like I'll mention Rowan again, I talked to her a few times. They're doing restoration efforts to the roof. They've been taking free will donations for that. What's the cost to get in?
Sure. So tickets are $10. We sell those at the door. We do also take, you know, free will donations if, you know, anybody is so generous. We recently had to put in a new chairlift to get up into our auditorium, and we're coming up on needing some new gutters on the building because it is an old church. It needs some renovation. So free will donations are absolutely welcome and appreciated.
Again, we're joined by Teelan Rainey. She's on the board of the Iowa Falls Community Theater. Again, their upcoming production is Meteor Shower by Steve Martin, as we talked about. That's at 510 Stephen Street. And you said, what church did I used to be?
Bethany Lutheran Church, yeah.
So keep that in mind. That's Saturday the 11th at 7 p.m., Sunday the 12th at 2 p.m. And again, tickets are available at the door. And Teelan, anything else you'd like to add about this upcoming performance or maybe what you have in the works here? You said you try to do some in the fall, maybe even winter. Sure. Anything else you'd like to add?
Sure. So definitely keep your eyes peeled. We have a board member that is working on a kind of a more biographical piece right now about some military members from Hardin County. So if you're in the area and are interested in attending that, the dates are to be determined. But we have lots of events throughout the year. So you can always follow us on Iowa Falls Community Theater on Facebook. We try to keep things updated there, but definitely support your local community theater wherever you are, because, you know, it's kind of seems to be a dying industry, and we're trying to get some new people involved and some new faces. So come check us out, see what we're all about.
And you've done performances with, you know, high school kids up to how old,
yeah,
you know, too.
Yeah.
It's not just focused on these couples,
right?
Essentially, you have
right,
other plays,
yeah,
that you can bring in kids maybe from Iowa Falls, Alden, maybe in South Hardin.
Yeah, any and all ages. You know, if our cast calls for it, you know, we don't limit it to strictly young adults. Anybody and everybody, come check it out, try it out.
All righty. Well, Teelan, thanks a lot for taking the time to reach out to us, and we'll get this promoted coming up next weekend.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Our thanks to Teelan Rainey for joining us on today's Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
With today's fast pace of living, convenience is important to all of us. At First Bank Hampton, we realize this, and we are continually looking for new products and services to make banking more convenient for you. This is Laura Bird, bookkeeper at First Bank Hampton. Be sure to take advantage of these services we offer through digital banking like budgeting, e-statements, bill pay, Credit Sense, mobile wallet, online transfers, mobile deposit, and more. Don't let banking get stuck in your busy schedule and conveniently complete your transactions from anywhere. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.